God, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, hi, Lowell. I was just talking to the plane.
Uh-huh.
See, pilots feel sort of special about their planes. Incredible. I know it sounds crazy, but if you put your hands like so, you can almost feel her pushing ever so slightly upward, like she's straining to get in the air. Can't say I blame her. When you're up there, you're looking down, everything sort of makes sense. Well, not in an intellectual way, but kind of spiritually. It never fails. Every time I fly, I come back a little sure there's a God.
I go down to the dump and shoot rats.
Then you do understand.
Service from Boston to our lovely island of Nantucket. For those of you going out to greet arriving passengers, we've learned, due to one particularly nasty incident, that it's best to wait for the propellers to come to a complete stop.
Thanks for flying Sandpiper Air. Hi, Faye.
Hi, Joe.
How much time do I have till the next flight?
It's your airline, Joe. You can leave any time. But the schedule says 7 minutes. You've got six passengers and a crate of lobsters that have to be delivered alive. The lobsters, not the people. Although I'm sure the people would appreciate it, too.
I haven't lost one yet. Load them up. I'm going to grab a quick bite.
Hey, Hackett.
What, Roy?
They delivered this to my airline by mistake.
Oh, thanks.
It's from some lawyers. What'd you do wrong?
I didn't do anything wrong.
The hell you didn't. You parked so close to my El Camino last night, I had to crawl in on the passenger side. That gear shift and I had a moment I'll never forget.
Hey, Roy, when did you get this?
I don't know. It was last week sometime. Look, unlike you, Hackett, I'm running a big operation here. Check the tarmac, buddy. I got six planes. You got one. I don't have time to play post office.
Damn it, Roy. This could be important.
Right, Hackett, right. The day you get an important piece of mail, I'll kiss your behind in the town square at high noon.
Giving up on those dollar dates, Roy?
Hi, Helen. I'd like a BLT, four slices of bacon, extra crisp, whole wheat, lightly toasted, mustard on top, mayonnaise on the bottom, and two pickles on the side. How did you know I was going to order that?
It's Tuesday. You always order that on Tuesday.
For your information, today happens to be... Well, this looks good. Whoa.
What you got?
That's a letter from the lawyer who handled things when my dad died. He was instructed to send this package to me when the estate was finally settled.
Well, open it.
Well, there's a catch. This letter says I'm only supposed to open it with my brother.
Well, that's that.
What?
Well, I know you're not going to call him. You haven't talked to your brother for 6 years. That is a long time to hold a grudge. Well, not for you, but maybe for the average person.
I do not hold a grudge. You've always said that about me ever since we were kids. And quite frankly, I've always resented it.
I think it's about time that you got over the fact that Carol the pig dumped you and married your brother.
Carol is not a pig, and I am over it.
I didn't know you had a brother, Joe.
Well, he's not so much a brother as he is a piece of popcorn stuck between my teeth for the last 28 years. We're not very close. I went my way and Brian went his.
With a pig.
Stop saying that.
I will if you call him.
No way.
All right, how old was I when I moved out here from Texas?
I don't know. What, 10? Why?
Okay, I think we've been friends long enough that I can say to you, just between the two of us, call your brother Butthead.
All right, I'll call him.
Good
for you, Joe. It's not important whether your brother married a pig or didn't marry a pig.
She is not a pig.
What's important is that you should honor your father's last words.
Well, actually, I'm not honoring his last words. I'm honoring his last wishes. His last words were, sit on my lap, Edie. He thought I was Edie Gourmet.
I don't know. I gave it a shot, but I'm here to tell you something. Deborah Norville doesn't have the humanity Jane Pauley had.
She's gone, Roy. She's gone. We go through this every day. Jane had 13 good years, but now she's gone. Now get over it.
I know that up here, doggone it, but how do you fill the void in here?
How about a jelly donut?
Jane who?
Excuse me? Excuse me, hi. I'm looking for the owner of Aeromass Airlines. I've got to shake his hand.
Oh, that'd be me. Roy Biggins.
Hi.
And you are,
Call me Brian.
Brian.
I just came off one of your flights, and, sir, you are a genius.
I am?
Oh, you bet you are. I mean, I've heard of some creative cost-cutting measures before, but getting rid of the life jackets, it's inspired. Sure, tell them they're under the seats, but nobody ever checks, so why have them?
They are, too, under the seats.
Oh, sure they are, sure they are. Oh, and getting a pilot fresh out of flight school must have saved you some serious coin, huh? Nice kid, too. Had a couple of drinks with him before the flight. It's too bad about that eye operation, though, but like he said, how often you have to look left, anyway.
Folks, folks, it's not true, folks.
I see you've managed to slip in unnoticed. Joey!
Do you know this guy?
I'm afraid so. He's my brother. Roy Biggins, Brian Hackett.
Pleasure. Hey, sans about slacks. Boy, you miss one issue of GQ and the fashion world just passes you by.
Keep this guy away from me. No, folks, folks.
Been too long, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how you been?
Fine, Brian, and you?
Fine, Brian, and you? Fine, Brian, and you? Please, Joe, too much warmth. You're embarrassing me. This place never changes. You look a little tired.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Hey, I know you, Joe. You're the best pilot around, but you're doing too much. You're running the office. You're flying the planes. You keep this pace up, you can end up like Howard Hughes, locked in a hotel room, sitting on Kleenex, sucking applesauce through a straw.
Isn't that something? All that money and his hobbies are the same as mine.
Really? He also used to collect toenail clippings and keep them in a mason jar.
This is uncanny.
Who's that?
That's Lowell Mather. He's sort of a jack of all trades around here. His family's lived on the island for 5 generations.
Probably in the same room. Well, shall we get down to business and find out what Pop left us?
Hey, Brian!
Helen? Helen Chapel? Oh, my God, you look fantastic. You've lost a lot of weight.
Oh, I have not. Maybe a pound or two or 60.
Come on, Brian. Helen's busy.
No, it's okay. Well, you're looking pretty good yourself. What have you been doing?
I'm down in the Caribbean flying charter for the rich and famous. Yeah. Business is picking up, although the Noriega Spring Barbecue looks a little iffy. What are you still doing here? I thought the cello of yours was going to get you off this rock.
One day it will. I practice all the time. I go to my auditions. You know, in the meantime, I'm here.
Brian, now.
Hey, Joey, you and Helen, you know.
Of course not. We're friends.
Are you kidding me? Look at that body.
Brian, how can you think of her that way? She's practically family. She's like a baby sister.
Hey, you're right. I think it's time I gave that little tyke a bath. Ah, same old show. Neat as a pin, everything at right angles.
It's called having your life in order. You ought to try it sometime.
So,
how's Carol?
Fine, fine. Sends her love. about Carol. Are we okay here? Well, now that you mention it, yeah, we're okay. Aren't we okay?
I'm okay.
Well, I'm okay.
Okay. That was fun.
Here. It's our legacy from Pop. Guess one of his get-rich-quick schemes finally paid off, huh?
You're not serious.
I'm very serious, Joe. Apparently Pop was loaded.
What makes you think that?
The phone call.
What phone call?
Oh, dear. You have a little sign on this drawer that says empty. Like, you can't pull it open and see that?
What phone call?
I mean, you actually took the time to label it? This is heavy. Does the word anal mean anything to you?
At this moment, it has a very special meaning.
This hurts me, Joe. This really hurts me. Think it'll leave a mark?
What phone call?
He called me a couple of months before he died, and he rambled on about this and that. I didn't pay much attention to him, but I remember him saying very distinctly at one point, "You're rich." He said, "You're rich, Joe." I didn't think much of it until now.
I wouldn't get your hopes up. Not that you were around, but Dad was getting pretty strange the last couple of years.
Why? What do you mean?
He used to put on an apron, go to the market, and demonstrate cheese spread.
A lot of people do that.
Sure, but usually the market hires them.
No, Joey, this is it. Payday, here we go.
You're setting yourself up for big disappointment.
Oh, ye of little faith. It's a key.
I told you not to get your hopes up.
To a safe deposit box in the First National Bank of Nantucket. We're rich! We're rich! We're rich! Go warm up the car. I gotta make a quick phone call. We're rich! Be there. Please. Oh, damn. Wait for the beep. Hi, Carol, it's me. Look, I know the judge told me not to bother you anymore. Actually, he told me not to bother him anymore, too. But I just want you to know that it looks like I'm about to come into a few bucks, and when you're ready to come back, the door's open. I miss you, Carol. And I really want you to know that... Great, now our machine's hanging up on me. This'll kill him. Guys, coming through.
What'd you get?
Well, this was in the safe deposit box, but there was no way to get inside it.
Hey, Lowell, give me a screwdriver.
Well, okay, but be careful. You're not in any kind of antihistamines, are you?
It's another key.
I hope you don't mind me saying this, and I mean it in the nicest possible way, but your father was really jerking you around.
This one's to a post office box in Boston.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go!
Brian, this is starting to seem like a waste of time.
Don't throw the towel in now. You remember Dad said you're rich.
Well, I do have a flight leaving for Boston in a few minutes.
That's the spirit. Can't get sidetracked now again. We gotta keep our eyes on the prize. Ho, Major Hooters, we can't let the...
What did you say?
Major Hooters, Major Bob Hooters, U.S. Air Force at your service. Uh-oh, scramble, red alert. Rest easy tonight, little lady. Our boys are in the air. And so are yours.
I hate to say I told you so.
Don't start. Spend 5 hours traipsing all over Boston on some wild goose chase, and what do we end up with?
Excuse me, is there a problem?
Everything's fine. Just sit back and enjoy the flight. Nantucket Tower, this is Sandpiper 28. Final approach, fix incoming.
Sandpiper 28, Nantucket, you're clear to land.
Sandpiper 28, roger. Look, there's no reason to get upset.
I want to get upset. I like to get upset. Getting upset makes me happy. You ought to try it sometime.
You're sure everything's okay?
Of course. Look, it's not like we lost anything. We have a lot to be thankful for. After all, we've got...
Joe, if you're going to say we got our health, I'm going to have to hurt you.
I wasn't going to say that. Although we do. I was going to say we've got our jobs. I've still got the airline and you're still flying charter. You do still fly for that charter company. You don't, do you? You got canned.
Yeah, it was a crummy job anyway. Actually, I was kind of hoping you might need an extra pilot.
Are you kidding? Hire you? I'd rather crash this plane.
You need a job? I'll hire you.
How do you do it, Brian? How do you manage to blow every single opportunity you've ever had?
It's a gift.
You know, you're smart. You get a free ride to Princeton. What do? You quit. And what about NASA? You're one of the youngest people ever accepted to the space program, and you wash out on the second day of orientation. You could have been an astronaut, for God's sake.
Yeah, like I'm supposed to know you couldn't bring dates into the shuttle simulator.
God, I wish I had the advantages that you had, but someone had to hold down the fort.
Oh, no. No, you don't, Joe. They've already done this movie. Remember the one where poor old Jimmy Stewart has to stay home and save the bank while his brother gets to go off and do these exciting things? Remember that movie,
Joe? Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life.
That's right, Joe. Well, this isn't the movies, and from where I sit, Jimmy Stewart was a sap.
Piper, 28.
Oh, give us a second, will you? He could have left us if he wanted to, and so could you, but you didn't. You stayed home and you took care of Pop. Good old St. Joe.
Now stop it right
Solid
there, Brian.
Solid citizen Excuse Joe. Me. He always does the right thing. You know, I bet you don't even tear that stupid tag off the mattress.
It says, do not remove.
I know it.
Excuse me.
And you know what else I think? I think you used Pop as an excuse because you didn't have the guts to go out and do what I did.
What, fall flat on your face?
At least I wasn't afraid of failing.
Obviously not.
Excuse me.
What, for God's sake?
Weren't we supposed to land back there?
Oh. Look, I'm the pilot, and I'll decide when to land this aircraft. Okay, now.
Nazi.
Giving a bone to my throat since the day you were born.
Scratch my butt.
I said, slug you with your baby blanket.
Hey, what the hell's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. That key opened up a safe deposit box, which had a key for another bank, which led to another key to another bank, which led to two bus stations, a post office, a train depot, and a kennel. And you want to know what we found? Another key. And you want to know where it goes? I'll tell you where it goes. We don't know where it goes. That's where it goes. Come all the way back here, and what do I end up with? Not a Zippo, zero, zilch. End up with nothing.
You've got Carol.
Oh, so now we get to it, huh? I thought you said you were over that.
Over you stealing the love of my life from me.
I didn't steal her. She came after me.
Oh, come off it. Carol doesn't have a deceptive bone in her body. She's kind and good and honest, and you stole her from me, and it hurts. It hurts bad. I don't think you could ever know how much.
She left me for another guy.
She left you too?
Yeah.
That pig!
Okay, I'll give you that. That she was my pig.
Well, at least the other guy wasn't your brother.
Yeah, yeah. My brother would never have done that to me. I kind of thought if Pop left us some money, she might want to come back. Hey, listen, Joe, no matter whose fault it was, if losing Carol made you feel the way I felt since she's left, then I'm really, really sorry. Well, places to go, people to see. Bye. Get me on the next flight to Morocco.
We got one going to Hartford right now.
Close enough.
Offering that man a job with my airline would be the stupidest thing I could do. He's totally unreliable, never be on time. He'd do nothing but try my patience.
Uh-huh, so why are you gonna do it?
I haven't the slightest idea. Brian. If you're still interested in working with me, I could always use a good pilot.
Hey, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it, but I don't take jobs out of pity. Take it easy. Oh, and do yourself a favor. Lighten up a little.
I'll try to. I don't want to end up sitting on Howard Hughes' Kleenex.
Joe Hackett, one of the world's true funny men. See you around, baggy pants.
Say, I recognize this key. It opens one of our lockers.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Hey, Lowell, see if this fits number 5.
Hang on, Mom. There's a suitcase in here. You want it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like it duly noted that this scratch was on the suitcase.
Okay. Now, remember, Brian, whatever's in this suitcase, we split in two.
What if it's a puppy?
Brian, it's been a long day.
Oh, open it already.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
What does this mean? Well, for one thing, it means Pop's funnier dead than you are alive.
Wait a minute, there's something else in here. Whoa. It's a picture of you and me when we were kids.
Swimming at Gibbs Pond.
Look, we're together and we're both smiling. I think it's the last time that happened.
Hey, Dad wrote something on the back.
You're rich.
So, this whole wild goose chase...
I guess... maybe Dad just wanted us to spend some time together.
Yeah, I guess maybe Dad wasn't as crazy as we thought, huh?
Announcing final boarding for Aeromass Flight 17 to Hartford.
That means you, Hackett.
Give me a minute. Hey, you mind if I keep this? It's a great picture of me.
What's wrong with me?
What, besides those swimming trunks up around your armpits? Is that job offer still good?
My swimming trunks? What about that doofus haircut? You can start tomorrow.
Yeah, great. And look at those ears. They look like hubcaps.
What is that big round thing in the water? How did a whale get in Gibbs Pond?
A whale? Good Lord. That's me. Give me that.